It's the noisy Fringe City, and it's the second weekend of Brighton Fringe, and I bumped into...
Gut Buddies.
Gut Buddies. What are your real names?
Well, my name is Niall.
Niall and...
Mapo.
Okay, tell us about the show.
Hello. So Gut Buddies is an absurd physical comedy about a white blood cell and a parasitic worm in the intestines of a body.
Okay. For those that don't know, what is absurd comedy? What does that actually mean?
Well, it means it's a bit silly, it's a bit ridiculous, but it's quite accessible. So there's kind of wordplay, but the concept is a bit weird. But it doesn't mean that it's difficult to watch. There's no suffering. It's still fun. It's still a kind of exciting event for 45 minutes.
And I guess there's a tradition in children's stories literature, you know, that it doesn't always need to make sense, does it?
No, of course not. But there is a story with ours. But of course, the concept of being in the intestines is quite ridiculous. And we use very strange kind of entertaining stories to talk about stuff that is in society in a very gentle kind of way.
Describe one of your rehearsals.
It starts usually with a quite fast physical warm-up and with some silly games to get into the silliness. And then, depending on the stage, it might be repeating scenes or brainstorming new jokes, try and make the other one laugh. And most of the times, most of the stuff doesn't make the other one laugh. Some of the times, it's just bringing as many objects as you can in the rehearsal room and start playing with the objects as if there were something else, so giving it a poetic image to it.
And I guess it's important that for both of you creating this together, it's not important that you always agree, is it? That creative process has got to involve not always agreeing.
No, absolutely. We disagree quite a lot of the time. Yeah. But you touched on a point of how we still need to have fun. We do need to find it funny, of course, and the performance changes every time we perform it. And so that is a way of us kind of agreeing on stage. We communicate through improvisation, not just talking all of the time and getting lost in ideas.
So there's a kind of, this is anchored into some stuff you've rehearsed, but you give yourself permission to improvise. How much do you improvise in the show? What's that percentage?
I think it's gotten significantly more as throughout the Fringe, just because we get more confident with the ticket sales and stuff.
Got more confident with the ticket sales. That sounds like a good measure.
Yeah, of course. Well, we sold out yesterday. Hopefully we sell out today. We're about to run out of flyers, actually, before we go to Edinburgh in August. Yeah. But I think the freedom is to, or the aim is to play as much as possible, which could be said to be improvising, but really it's just kind of playing with what you have.
So what skills do you need?
A lot of playfulness, really. The ability to go back to the state of being a child and finding everything new and being receptive to the room. The reason why ticket sales help is because the more people, the more energy you get into the room and the more impulses you can react to and you can improvise onto. Yeah.
Most audiences, I see it all, begin with a certain awkwardness and reluctance. So do you also have to, you know, take that into account? Because you don't want them to be reluctant and awkward for very long, do you?
No. Well, we're actually based in Berlin, so we're very used to quite awkward people. Right. And, of course, English people are awkward, but in a bit more of a vocal way, which is kind of good for us. We have a pre-show at the beginning of the performance, which means that the divide between the stage and the audience is kind of destroyed from the beginning.
You break them down early.
Yeah, it's kind of breaking the fourth wall. We don't ask for too much participation or interaction, but it is this idea that if we're gonna perform to you, we're gonna look with you. We're gonna explore this story with the audience, not just performing our kind of image, our play.
So what is this unique alchemy between English and German performers?
Well, I guess that there is an intellectual part. Like the Germans challenge you to what does it mean? How is this going to change the world? Which is obviously very very useful, because you want to do something that is going to be impacting. And from the English we inherit kind of the tradition of silliness and slapstick and the English humor, just having a laugh about life. You know, it's not everything so serious.
Also, neither of us are actually German. We're just based in Germany. So I'm from the north of England. Matteo's from Italy. So it's using the influence of all of those traditions to create something that is not... has universal themes, but in regards to comedy, We're very happy that we are in the UK. It seems to work very well here. People are very vocal, and they like what we're performing, the kind of silly language.
Yeah. So say a little bit about the actual theme of the show. Does it have one? It's got a title.
Well, we use the metaphor and the imagery of the parasite and the white blood cell as two kind of archetypes. So the parasite can be seen also as the parasite in society, the one that doesn't want to respect the rules of the system, and the blood cell as the one that takes order and has to execute them. And as two opposites in the body or in society, we kind of just open up the question in the show of can they actually be friends? Can we still be friends although we are supposed to be opposites?
Okay, so you've used basically deep biology and chemistry as a metaphor for society. I mean, that's going to win an art award somewhere.
Exactly, I hope so. It is based on real science as well. Of course, like the relationship between the immune system and these parasites is actually real. But the themes, of course, people have said that it's, of course, maybe about homelessness or even Brexit. And we don't point towards those themes. We don't try to talk about them directly because, of course, we created this in a different place, in a different time. And hopefully we'll be doing it for years. As society changes, the piece will also change, and how people connect to fiction and eccentric characters depends on what is happening in their lives. So it's relatable, and that's why we have such strong characters and try to do the themes in a kind of somewhat absurd, fantastical way.
Even before the pre-show, what are you guys doing 5 minutes before you step in front of an audience?
We usually play Marra, which is an Italian game. It's hard on sound, but yeah. Basically you just throw a number with your hand, and your partner also throws a number, and you need to guess what the sum is going to be. We just rub each other's back, and we do a couple of rituals to get pumped up and welcome the audience warmly.
Yeah. And I guess the whole way you've described this show, and given the state of the world at the moment, you know, how can we all coexist?
Well, if we're more open to people's differences, I think. The research comes from this idea of networked communities, which doesn't mean that everybody is the same or everybody kind of lives in one house, but it's this idea that you kind of connect with people's differences, which, of course, could be a kind of European idea. But it's more worldwide. We were just in India for 3 months on tour. We did a national tour of India. And of course, if you talk about networked communities with a country that has 1.6 billion people, then you're talking about different, the same thing, but in slightly different ways.
Quite in general, I would say that what we hope our audience to get is to question everything at all times. The role that we take in society, in our families, in our groups, in our communities, We take them. They're not a given, and we should always challenge them, I think.
We supply questions, but we really try to avoid having kind of answers to problems in society. It is, it's bigger than that. Theatre is bigger than society. It's bigger than just an entertainment piece. So we try not to just have answers of all of these problems. It's not therapy.
But it does look funny. You only need to look at the flyer to think you'll probably want to go and see this. Thanks for talking to Fringe Review.
Thank you.